From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR live session from afar. Joining me today is Courtney Marie Andrews, who has just released a beautiful new record called Old Flowers in late July. And she joins me from, I'm not entirely sure where. Hello, Courtney, where are you today?
Hi, I'm in Cape Cod.
Taking a bit of a break. You are based in Nashville, correct?
Yeah. I moved to Nashville recently and have been there for most of 2020. But I need to move and shake out of there for a minute.
Yeah, I can imagine. Probably being housebound is a little crazy making for someone who is used to touring.
Yeah, I mean, I'm used to being on the road about 9 months out of the year. So it's definitely a vast change.
Yeah. I've seen you doing some online stuff from like a little home setup there. You have like a little upright piano and stuff.
Yeah. I love that. Love that piano.
This is kind of an all-encompassing question, but how are you doing? I mean, obviously, we're many months into a chaotic time and things have changed drastically, but how are you holding up and how are you feeling about things?
I go through waves, I think, just like everybody else does, especially in this industry. You know, it's so uncertain and our livelihoods are at stake, and so it's scary. Some days are better than others. I've been really trying to be creative in my time, my free time, and think positively. Like, if, you know, we do get back on the road, this time is unlike any time I'll ever have again, you know.
Yeah. I mean, speaking of that, getting back out on the road, looking through your website, there are still actually a few future concert dates up on the site. Is that wishful thinking or do you have some concrete plans to try and do some shows?
Well, as of now, the March 2021 dates, you know, they're still intact. That's still happening. But, you know, obviously everything is very up in the air and there's those kinds of things we can't control. But yeah, as of now, those are concrete dates.
Hmm. As a musician, do you thrive in solitude or more in the collaboration with others?
I think I've always sort of thrived in solitude, but funny, you know, I think I kind of go out into the world and gather a lot of inspiration internally. And then in order to sort of process and, you know, really put it to paper, I thrive with solitude. Hmm. But I'm finding that, you know, too much solitude is not good for creativity, you know?
Yeah, this is kind of an all new level of solitude, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, human experience and connection is what sort of waters my garden, so to speak. Like, I really gather a lot from those, you know, experiences, so...
Hmm. Well, let's talk a little bit about your background before we hear some music. You have kind of been on the scene in a major way now since about 2016 with Honest Life, but you've been putting out music now for the better part of a decade, originally from Arizona, yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When did you know that you needed to leave Arizona? And how did that correspond to when you wanted to leave Arizona?
Well, I think I've always sort of had that travel bone in me and wanted to leave since I was a kid. Growing up in the desert is sort of like growing up on an island. Like, you feel very far from everything. You feel like you need to get out. You know, friends in high school are always like, we got to get out. We got to get out of Phoenix. And so, by the time I was 16 and I'd released, you know, a record or two DIY kind of on my own. And I booked a tour on MySpace, shows my age, and I just hopped in my, you know, beater station wagon and started touring. I've just always been drawn to the going, to the leaving, to the kind of constant movement and change. It's very part of my lifestyle. So,
can we go back to something you said there in that statement, which is, you know, by the time you were 16, you'd released a couple of like DIY albums and were starting to tour in your beat up car. You were 16?
Yeah.
Wow. How old were you when that very first release came out that you made multiple copies of and distributed?
I was 15.
Wow.
When I released my first record. But I mean, by release, I didn't know anything about the music industry. You know, I was burning CDRs and like writing on them with Sharpie. And, you know, I didn't really know, you know, about distribution or labels or publicists. I didn't know what any of that meant. You know, growing up in Phoenix, there really isn't like a industry. So I sort of garnered that DIY spirit from like growing up there in a way.
Wow. Well, things have definitely changed for you now. Courtney Marie Andrews is my guest today on JPR Live Sessions from Afar. The new record is on Fat Possum. It's called Old Flowers. It came out at the end of July. Information is online at CourtneyMarieAndrews.com. What do you want to play for us first today? And I'm assuming you're going to play it on an acoustic guitar, yeah?
Yeah.
What's first?
Burlap string.
Oh, beautiful.
Sounds good.
This is Courtney Marie Andrews on JPR Live Sessions.
In a small west coast town, there's a family and a house where the memories of us belong. We used to live there, free of worry, free of care, free of pain and what we'd become. If I could go back now, I'd pick you wild flowers, tie them in burlap string, tell you what you mean to me. Some days are good, some are bad. Some days I want what we had. Some days I talk myself into the light. I've grown cautious, I've grown up. I'm a skeptic of love. Don't want to lose what I might find. If I could go back, pick you wild flowers, tie them in burlap string, tell you what you mean to me. Time eases but can't erase the sad look on true love's face. When you know your heart needs, then you tell them you must be free. But deep down you know the truth, there's no replacing someone like you. If I could go back, pick you wild flowers, tie them in burlap string, tell you what you mean to me. If I could go back now, I'd pick you wild flowers, tie them in burlap string, tell you what you mean to me.
Burlap string is the name of that one. Courtney Marie Andrews is playing for us today on JPR Live Sessions from Afar. That's a song from the new record called Old Flowers out on Fat Possum Records. So this is now your sixth or seventh full-length album. Kind of depends what you include and how you count. May Your Kindness Remain was released in a couple of different versions a couple of years back. This new one, you have talked at length about it being all about heartbreak and moving on from a period of life. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, I think at this point in my life when I was writing for this record and writing these songs, I couldn't really think of anything else. You know, these things were at the forefront of my mind. And so I just sort of embraced it and wrote about it because that's what I really needed at that time, to process the end of this relationship and to process all the change that I was going through. And so, yeah, it's a very cathartic record.
And it was like one relationship that had filled basically your entire adulthood, right?
Yeah, pretty much spanned, you know, from all my 20s almost. So.
Wow. This is going to cause a number of budding songwriters to roll their eyes, but I read somewhere that you said that basically all of these songs came out of you in under 10 minutes.
Yeah, I know. Well, I think because I really actively didn't force myself to write this record. I didn't sit down 9 to 5 every day thinking I got to get this record out. Hmm. I sort of pent up a lot of emotion and feelings. And then by the time that I did write, you know, which usually ended up being about once or twice a week, it all came out.
Wow. And you wrote these songs in a bunch of different locations, right? All over the world, really.
Yeah, I spent a few weeks in Lisbon, and I wrote a bunch of songs in Bisbee, Arizona. It's one of my favorite little small towns in America. And yeah, Nashville, because I just moved there, and L.A., because I'm sort of always finding myself back there. So, yeah, I mean, it's just kind of in my nature to go and be other places, and so I've become accustomed to writing in new spots. So,
Do any of the spots ever have an impact on the kind of song that comes out, or is it almost not related?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah? Really?
Yeah, I really do feel like places have an impact on song and where your headspace is at and where you are at that time. For instance, you know, I kind of wrote some very nylon type strummed parts for the song Break the Spell in Portugal, and it's because I was like going to these fado cafes, and yeah, the acoustic guitar there had this kind of specific rhythm. And yeah, of course, like external, you know, inspirations make an impact. So yeah, I believe that's true.
Yeah. You made a really intentional decision for this record to scale back the production and even the number of folks who are performing on it. Who is on the record, and how did you get to know each of them?
Yeah, Andrew Sarlo is the producer, and Matt Davidson's kind of the main auxiliary guy, and I met Matt because he opened for me in Europe. His moniker is Twain. And, you know, originally it was just going to be Matt and I on the whole record, because Matt just plays every instrument, and he's so empathetic, and he never plays. He's very in tune with songs, and, you know, he's a beautiful singing voice. So we sang and performed a lot of the songs together in the studio. But then we kind of decided, like, we really needed a drummer. And so we brought James from Big Thief in. That was Andrew Sarlo, my producer's call. And okay. I totally, you know, fell in love with James's drumming, and he ended up adding so much more. And yeah, we just really wanted a personal, intimate experience. We didn't want too many cooks in the kitchen to muddy up the water, you know?
Yeah. I know a lot of artists, songwriters, like the messages in their songs to be somewhat ambiguous. You have actually posted one at a time pretty in-depth stories about each one of the songs. Why?
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like the story of the actual song I've kind of left open for interpretation, and I've just really wanted to tell stories about how the songs came to be and how they were, sometimes how they were recorded. And I love storytelling, and it's just an extension of that. And, you know, we're also kind of doing and finding new ways to, you know, promote our records and that sort of thing. And yeah, I love stories. And I think that there was a lot of magical stories of how some of these songs came to be. So
I definitely want to talk about some of those new ways of trying to promote a new record in a minute. I'd love to hear another song. Courtney Marie Andrews is my guest today on JPR Live Sessions. The new record is called Old Flowers, out on Fat Possum. What's next?
Yeah, I think I'll play Break the Spell.
Fantastic.
You and your magic ways, your magic charms always begin me to stay. Why do I believe each and every trick you have hiding up your sleeve? Please break the spell. Yes, I am hypnotized. Tonight you say you want me. Tomorrow change your mind. No, the distance does not help. When magic rings through satellites to the phone in this hotel, please break the spell. Please break the spell. Tell me that you're crazy, but that is no excuse to trick me with magic and make me think it's you. Please break the spell. Please break the spell.
Break the Spell. That's Courtney Marie Andrews. It's a song from her new record called Old Flowers. She's joining me today from a little vacation spot in Cape Cod, normally based in Nashville. CourtneyMarieAndrews.com is the website to learn more. So let's talk about all of the ways that promotion of a new record has changed. You have embraced social media pretty well, doing a bunch of live streams, posting quite regularly. And I saw recently that you actually got to perform as a band on CBS This Morning. How did you pull that off?
Yeah, well, we all got tested and we got in a room and, you know, recorded the session. It was so nice to play music with people. Oh my gosh, I felt like a big weight had been lifted off me, and I was like, oh yeah, this is my purpose in life, you know? Yeah. But yeah, it's, you know, there's a lot more obstacles these days and worries, I guess, surrounding it, but you just kind of got to make do with what you have and mold and shape with the times as best as you can.
You mentioned earlier your love of storytelling. And if I understand correctly, you have started working on telling stories in a different way by working on a book and also by painting.
Yeah. I've been, I mean, the painting is definitely a hobby, fun, you know, it's a pleasure thing. And I mean, all of it's pleasure for me. I love creating, but the poetry book is kind of what I, you know, my next step. And I just got my first publishing deal. And so we're hoping to release the book next year. And that's kind of been my workhorse you know, project. So
yeah, when you're working on those things, either the poetry or painting, do you have to periodically stop because the music is coming? Or when you're working on those things, are you able to kind of shut out the music side of your brain?
Well, when I was writing Old Flowers, I was actually writing a lot of poems in between, kind of doing them both like hand in hand, and I would stop it and do one or the other. But since getting this publishing deal, and you know, my manuscript has to be in by a certain time, I've sort of put the book at the forefront of my mind, and then I'll kind of go, you know, back to songwriting and do that after my book's done. So,
yeah. I mean, it seems like, you know, the big push of touring in support of the new record is not going to happen for a while. So yeah, I guess it's good to fill up that space with some other project.
Yeah, I don't know if I would have ever started painting if, you know, or really, I don't know when my book would have been finished if this time didn't sort of appear. So,
hey, one thing I want to ask you about before I let you go today is John Prine. Obviously, with everything that's been going on with the pandemic and the quarantines and the shutdowns, the community, the music community, has not really been able to say goodbye the way that probably many of us would have liked. And I know that you had an opportunity to perform with him. Tell me about that, and tell me about what you gained from your crossing paths with John Prine.
Oh, man. Well, I can just say that I jumped for joy when I got the news that I got to open for him last year, and I did a string of dates with him in the Northeast and ended up playing his festival in Punta Cana, All the Best Fest. And my favorite story, and I feel like something that attests to just his kindness and his empathy and his humanity, is we were doing some rehearsals for the duets at his festival, and he had me come in his hotel room, and, you know, we were all going in there to sort of rehearse the songs and the duets, and I went in there, and he, you know, I started singing You Got Gold, and I said, "You got any dates after this, John? You got any show dates after this?" And he goes, "Oh, yeah, I'm playing at the Grand Ole Opry on New Year's Eve." And I go, "Oh, man, I'll be in Nashville. I'd love to come watch you. That sounds like a great way to ring in the new year." And he's like, "Why don't you come sing with me?"
Oh, man.
At the Grand Ole Opry, and I ended up having my Opry debut there. And he's just, you know, everybody and every singer will tell you this, just always makes you feel so welcome. The most humble, kind presence, you know. He's up there with the greats, but he really has the empathy and the kindness that's what makes him special, you know. And it shows in his songs, but it really is who he is. Or who he was, you know, and he's a hero to so many of us, and yeah, I couldn't speak highly enough of him, and it was such a heartbreaking night, but I hope we can continue to honor him with songs, so.
Yeah. Well, there's something special about you as well. Listening to you is an absolute joy. Thank you so much for taking time out to do this.
Thank you so much. Please take care.
You too. Courtney Marie Andrews is my guest today. Her new record is called Old Flowers, out on Fat Possum. Information is online at CourtneyMarieAndrews.com. Hopefully sometime in maybe early 2021, there might be a West Coast tour with some opportunities to actually see you perform in person.
That would be wonderful.
What do you want to wrap up with today?
How about It Must Be Someone Else's Fault?
Fantastic.
Hollywood and Vine passing through your neighborhood, had a feeling I should stop by, feed you a line from some old romance book. Oh, it's been years since we talked. Does that rock band of yours still play? Or have you grown apart like we did? How did we ever go our separate ways? Oh, but it must be someone else's fault. Must be someone else's heart who tainted mine. The story of this pain, oh, it must be someone else's fault. like I've gone crazy, like the women in my family usually do. We can't seem to keep our heads on long enough to make it through. Ah, but I'm still sensitive and stubborn, still cry more than a person should. But it's this feeling inside that's changed, like I've gone bad, but the world is good. Ah, but it must be someone else's fault, must be someone else's heart who tainted mine. Oh, why can't I be to blame for the story of his pain? Oh, it must be someone else's fault.
That is Courtney Marie Andrews. It Must Be Someone Else's Fault is from the new record called Old Flowers. She's joining me today from Cape Cod for a JPR live session from afar. Information is online at CourtneyMarieAndrews.com. Courtney, thanks again for doing this. It's great to chat with you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.